Yesterday, after I finish my mass with the inmates at the All-Red unit and go out to Electra to pray for our beloved dead, I went home and I start surfing my Apple TV to see what movies are available. And one of the movies available was Christopher Robin. Who knows Christopher Robin? Pooh Bear, right? So I highly recommend you to go and watch Christopher Robin if you haven't watched that movie. So in this movie, without spoiling too much about the movie, Christopher Robin, like many of us, grow older. And he became like every other adult, working in order to provide. And his life became so dull that he only involved himself with working and working and working that he forget his own family. All of a sudden, you know, his gang, Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, and Tigger came to the rescue. And there was one conversation in the movie that really touched me. When Christopher Robin said, "Pooh, I'm no longer who I was. I'm no longer who I was." And Pooh Bear said, "You are always who you are if you would just look deep within you." Oftentimes, we forget who we are because we're so busy. We're so focused on everything else that we forget what truly gives life, what gives us purpose, what makes us human. If we would just look deep within ourselves, we will find ourselves of what it means to be humans. It's not working, it's not money, it's not wealth, it's not a bigger screen TV, it's not a better car, it's not any of that. It's not the quantity, but the quality of relationship that we have. If we would just look deep within ourselves, we would find out who we are. It might not be pretty, perfect, as we want ourselves to be, but this is who we are. With all of our humanity, and by now you probably figure out that the characters in Pooh Bear, right? Piglet often depicts as someone who's shy, someone who's fearful. So that represents his emotion of fear and shyness, the meekness, right? Tigger is the mischievous feeling and emotion, right? And then also, who else? Eeyore is the one who's always negative. Why does life have to be like this and that, right? But important of all, out of all of them, Pooh Bear is the one who had the heart that cared. Christopher Robin in this movie always looked to Pooh at the one who understand his heart, the one that ground him, the one that helped him to be in touch with who he is. Oftentimes, we're so lost because we are out of touch of who he is, who we are, because we have stopped to care. We have stopped to love. And this is the foundation of who we are. To love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, and our neighbor as yourself. It's all boiled down to love. Because without love, we cease to be who we are, and we simply treat one another as a piece of the chess game, as an instrument, to use or to be used. But with love, we recognize that each and every one of us is unique because God has created us in His image and His likeness. And each and every one of us is worthy to be loved. So therefore, love becomes our mission, our purpose, our life. Oftentimes, I work with a lot of Hispanic. And one of the quote or one of the very wicked devotion in the Hispanic culture. It's the cult to Santa Muerte, Saint Death, they call it. It's what a cult created by the cartel and their minions. Well, they argue that because the God and the saints have forgotten them, and they're filled their life with death, so they might as well go worship this same death, so that death will protect them. But they have forgotten that the motto for La Santa Muerte is La Muerte a mi enemigos, death to my enemy. So we're willing to give death to our enemy or anyone who stands in front of us, anyone who is an obstacle to us. Is that who we are? The answer would be no. We don't give death to our enemy, because the motto of Jesus Christ is that by dying, he gave life to the whole world. Therefore, to be a disciple of Christ is the decision of sacrificing our life, dying to our life, for the sake of the greater good, the sake of the salvation of the world, for the sake of others, not to kill the people that are obstacles to us. So we can choose the way of this world, or we can choose the way of Jesus Christ by dying to ourselves in order to love God and neighbor as ourselves. My brothers and sisters, that is hard. I'm going to tell you that that is hard. In recent days, in recent times, I find myself having to pray for people who have hurt me and the people that I care for the most. That is hard. Yet, without this, we stop being humans. We stop caring. We stop loving. We destroy each other. So how do we begin to love? We begin to love not by politics or anything that makes us feel good. We begin to love by how we choose to love our enemies, beginning with prayer. In your own prayer, and in my own prayer, do we only pray for ourselves, for our good, and the people that are good to us? Or do we also pray for those whom are hard to love? Those whom there are no incentive to love. Those whom are not worthy of our love. Those whom have hurt us. Have you prayed for them? Or do you say, oh God, strike them down. Send them to hell. Let me go get a voodoo or a hex on them. I hate them. That's hell, isn't it? Because we're not happy, we're willing to make other people's lives hellish. That's hell, the absence of God and His love in our life. That's where hells begin. So we can choose to be in the presence of God, to choose to love, beginning with prayer for even our enemies and those who are hard to love, or we can choose the way of the absence of God and His love. We have heard today very clearly from the first reading, from the responsorial psalm, and from even the gospel reading, that I love you, Lord, my strength. You are my strength when I have no strength left. You are my foundation and my hope when there's nothing left to be held on to. And because of you, Lord, you have asked me to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. So therefore, I will try. Even though I might not love myself and others, but I will continue to choose because you have loved me first.